This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everybody, to Albia Community High School. I'm Dan Stalker, bringing you Southern Iowa Sports Leader with coverage of the Albia Lady Ds as they're getting ready to take on the Sheraton Chargers in a South Central Conference matchup. And what a game we'll have tonight, folks. Lady Ds come in on a great conference streak right now. They're 11-3 overall, but 11-3 overall, but 5-0 in conference play. Obviously, they're in control of their destiny right now. Sheraton comes in struggling a little bit on the season, 4-7 overall. 2-3 is their conference mark. And they've got a lot of sophomores, a young squad Sheraton is, so it'll be an interesting matchup there for the Lady Ds tonight. We started off the season in a real battle over there in Sheraton. That was back in December, early part of December, where the Lady Ds were able to pull off a 47-45 victory. After having a huge lead at halftime, Sheraton came back, but the Lady Ds were able to prevail. Since last week, we brought you coverage of the Albia Centerville game in which the Ds were able to win by 4 points to keep their unbeaten streak alive. Since that time, they only had one game between last Friday and now, and that was Tuesday night. They hosted Knoxville, and they came away with a 44-43 victory. And what a game that was, folks. Lady Ds had doubled up the score at halftime, 34-17, and then Knoxville was able to mount a comeback, got back into the game. And with 0.8 seconds left, Cassie Krall, the senior, goes to the line to shoot a couple free throws to give us the lead, and indeed does do that, gets us a one-point lead, and then Knoxville was not able to knock down anything off the rebound, and so we were able to come away with just an exciting win from that game. So really, really exciting matchup in a non-conference tilt, non-South Central Conference matchup. But again, tonight, Lady Ds are getting ready. It's senior night, so all the seniors being recognized for the Lady Ds. And what a great season. Last year, folks, just a reminder, they were only 4 wins on the whole year, conference and non-conference. And so far this year, again, they've got 11. So it's quite a turnaround for this Lady D program, led by a great group of seniors. And that starts with Brooke Bettis, Katie Dyson, Cassie Krall, and Haley Hudson. Just doing an outstanding job for this Lady D squad. And then they've got a great support group with some juniors. The point guard, Mackenzie Griffin, has just done a super job for the girls. As well as Sarah Clark comes in off the bench, but really lights up the net and fills the bucket up. Tegan Boster is one of the starters, and she's just so gutty and gritty and really does a great job defensively. And then we get a couple of other subs in there as we go along. Again, this is Dan Stalker, and I just am now being joined by Todd Ratliff once again, so we'll get him kind of wired up in a little bit. We'll get him on the mic here in just a little bit. He's finishing up a nice, tasty slice of pizza pie, so we'll get that going. We've got about 4 minutes left here before tip-off. Again, we'll kind of get to the starting lineups and then a synopsis of the game, but we're going to take a short timeout, and again, you're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. Again, I'm Dan Stalker. I've got Coach Todd Ratliff joining me tonight there. We're broadcasting live a doubleheader of Albia Sports. The Lady Ds are getting ready to take off a South Central Conference matchup against the Sheraton Chargers. And great game here for them. Lady Ds, our starters will be Mackenzie Griffin, Brooke Bettis, Katie Dyson, Cassie Kroll and Tegan Bossert. The top first three, Griffin, Bettis, and Dyson, the leading scorers for the Lady Ds. Griffin comes in doing 12 points a game. Brooke Bettis is just over 10, and Katie Dyson with 8. Cassie Kroll and Tegan Bossert really do a good job defensively and really help set the tempo and the mood for this team. And so they just all do a nice job of contributing, as well as the reserves that will come in as we'll get to them. For Sheraton, the Lady Chargers that come in, they're actually starting two seniors, and I believe it's three sophomores, so a very young squad here. Allison Showers, a leading scorer for Sheraton at 15 points, so we'll be mentioning her name. Emily Grismore has got just over 8 points a night. Alexis Curran comes in at 7 points. Emma Fuse, 4.5 points a night. And then Carly Arnold is the other sophomore, just over a point a night. So those are your starters for tonight's contest, and we're looking forward to, again, a great game. Sheraton, again, could be a little confusing. Conference record's only 2-3 versus the Lady Ds at 5-0. But, boy, the Sheraton Chargers have really played tough all year long, really have been certainly a formidable opponent for us down in Sheraton when we went over there to play, where we were able to come out with just a two-point win, a 47-45 victory over there after leading, I can't remember exactly, but we had, I think, a 14-point lead at halftime. There were 17 points, so really a huge lead at half. But Sheraton made a comeback in that second half and almost had pulled off that victory. So Lady Ds, that really set, the, I think, the mood for them where they really started clicking and doing the things they needed to do. Todd, I think you got your little pre-meal snack in there. We've got your little pizza in there. Well, what do you know, or what are you thinking for tonight's game? What do you know from the kids as you're talking to them and see what's going on?
Well, you know, first of all, I've got to talk about this crowd. This crowd's already packed the gym. It's just about standing room only. So that's a great sign. I mean, it really shows that the community is behind both the Lady Ds and the Demons. I think it's going to be a hard-fought battle like we saw the other night against Centerville. You know, no lead is a safe lead when these SEC teams come against each other. So I'm looking for an exciting battle tonight.
I think that's absolutely right, Todd. We're going to see that for sure. And again, Lady Ds, as we brought to you last week, that it was a 49-45 four-point win against Centerville. Big, huge conference matchup there. The Ds again keep that streak going as they win 44-43 against Knoxville on Tuesday, a non-conference matchup there. The Ds again have an 11-3 overall mark. So what an outstanding season they've had. We're going to look forward to bringing you the names of all the girls as they're coming along and showing all the things they can do. It'll be really exciting to see as they get to winding down this season where they can go into postseason time and tournament play. We'll see if they can translate what hopefully is a conference championship, see if they can translate it into some tournament action wins. We're getting the starting lineups here for both squads here. And we're going to get the national anthem here just shortly after that. So we're going to keep it right here. We'll kind of fill in little gaps here because that national anthem is something to hear. We've got the local high school choir ready to perform that. And again, your starters for tonight for Albia Lady Ds is Mackenzie Griffin at the point guard. Will be Cassie Kroll and Tegan Bossert as the two guards, the two and three guards helping out there. And then Brooke Bettis and Katie Dyson, the two power forward slash centers for the Lady Ds, will be inside working both defensively and offensively for the Sheraton Chargers. They come out with the two seniors, Allison Showers, Emily Grismore, with the two seniors for the Sheraton Chargers. And then they got three sophomores coming out, Alexis Curran, Emma Fuse, and Carly Arnold. On the squad, too, Todd, there's actually only three seniors on this entire squad for Sheraton, two juniors, six sophomores, and a freshman. So a very young squad, as you would expect with a 4-7 overall mark.
Yeah, you know, with young squads, sometimes they just they have those nights that just they dream of. And some nights they're just way off. So, you know, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch young athletes jump into that varsity realm and give it 100%, which I know Sheraton going to plan on doing tonight.
That's right, Todd. So it's, again, going to be an exciting night here. We're getting kind of ourselves set. You can hear the music in the background, the starting lineups coming up. The bass is pumping on the intro music. It's just getting the crowd going. What is really nice, too, folks, when the seniors are introduced, when the players are introduced, after they shake hands with their opponents, go shake hands with the officials. It's really great. They go over to the student section and give high five to the front row and even the little kids that are even beside the student section. You know, that really gets the whole crowd into it. It really gets that student section going, so you really appreciate that. With that, we're going to take a moment here. We're going to get ready for our national anthem, and we'll keep it live here. I want you all to hear that, and as we pay honor to our country and thankful for all the gifts that that we've got on this great country of ours. And with that, we will turn it over to the Albia Community Choir and the introduction of our national anthem.
Allison Hazelwood, Keegan Bruce, Michaela Ware, Raven Sanford, and Ashley Brennan sing our national anthem.
I tell you, that never gets old. That never gets old at all hearing that. It's a great job by the Albia High School Choir. Again, folks, we are in Albia Community High School as the Albia Lady Ds get ready to take on Sheraton Chargers in South Central Conference action. It's going to be a great contest here tonight, a doubleheader. Well, after this game, we'll bring you the boys' contest as well. Both here in the gym, so it's just a nice opportunity for us to bring once again, the Southern Iowa Sports League bringing the best of coverage of high school, college, and professional sports across this country and all the way down here to Albia. We know we got people listening all over the country, listening to us on their cell phones or their computers with the app and different things. And so we appreciate you being on board with us for that. Also, those in our listening area, we just can't thank you enough for being a part of our broadcast here and joining in. We're glad we can bring it for those who aren't able to be here tonight at the gym. Lady D's and the Chargers are getting ready to tip off. And we are as well. We'll be bringing you a play-by-play as best we can here. Todd Ratliff will be bringing the Lady D's on when they're possession. I'll be bringing you the Sheraton Chargers as they come in. Can you hear all right, Todd?
I can.
Okay.
I'm excited. You know, I just look out at that flag that drops down from the ceiling. That's just pretty amazing. As we start the game off, D's with the tip. Kenzie Griffin will bring the ball down the court. Gets set into their offense. Brings it around the right side. Passes down the corner to Cassie Crawl. Cassie dribbles back up to the top. Over to Tegan. Brooke Bettis, we're in the left-hand corner. Kenzie with a head fake, dribbles in. Nice interior pass to Katie Dyson. She'll kick it back out front. Over the right side, Brooke Bettis. Brooke dribbles in, takes the shot.
Nice.
Up to the net. That's the way you like to see the Lady D start things out.
Nice little time of possession there, but got a good look finding when they did get a shot. Brooke Bettis with that jumper. The Chargers now will bring the ball up, get set. Lady D's coming out, and looks like it'll be a 2-1-2 zone defense they're playing here. So Chargers trying to adjust. The shot goes up on the outside. Long shot, no good. Rebound comes Sheridan's way. Cassie Crawl tries to get the block, but unfortunately fouls Emily Grismore, who got the weak side rebound, the senior for the Sheridan Chargers. So Emily Grismore will go to the line shooting two. Cassie Crawl will pick up her first foul. The initial shot was made by or taken by Allison Showers, the other senior. So the two seniors really showing the leadership for the Chargers. Shot Grismore with her first free throw up and no good. So I'm always good with that foul. If you miss that first free throw, Todd, at least it's not 2 points. It was an inside shot. She probably would have got. So
most it can be is a one-point possession that way.
Make your foul count. Second one is good. So 2-1 is our score. The Lady D's on top.
And Katie inbounds ball to McKenzie. McKenzie brings the ball up across the half court line. Over to Tegan. Tegan with the dribble on the right-hand side now. McKenzie over to Cassie Crawl. Puts the ball fake up. We'll drive looking to push the ball in. Defense is holding there. Brooke Bettis on the left wing. Back up to Tegan up top. Cassie Crawl. D's being patient on offense. We're going to reset it. Tegan up top. Push the ball over to McKenzie. Down in the corner now to Cassie. Cassie back up to Tegan. Skip pass. McKenzie with a three-point attempt. Goes a little hard right there for the offside rebounds. Cassie Crawl throws it. Oh, series of events there. She threw the ball, and number 11 stepped in there, had a chance to take it, and then lost the ball out of bounds. It would go back to the Lady D's.
Really like the patience of the Lady D's with this zone defense. They're moving that ball around, and that's where you create your opportunities for an open shot. Nice job out of them.
Hoping to catch somebody on an overplay or trying to get that steal. Back up top with Cassie.
Oh,
Cassie throws it down to Brooke Bettis, who was cutting back door. Shoots the layup. Doesn't quite get it to go, but she's fouled on the play.
You know, that's just that patience and looking inside with those two big posts and really seeing that Brooke Bettis cutting to the hoop.
Yeah, so Brooke on the line here. She'll shoot two. First one's up and a little short. She'll have a second one here coming up.
Brooke Bettis just about a 50-50 free throw shooter, so she'll go up and make one or two usually.
And the shot is up and it's good. Like Lady D's going to start with a full court press.
Oh, I like seeing that. That's something new for these girls, and they've really done a good job adjusting that. And indeed, got a turnover. McKenzie Griffin gets the steal at the free throw line, up and in, 2 points. There's another steal turnover on that full court press. Tegan Bosser goes up, takes a shot, goes, oh, about goes in, Todd. gets fouled nonetheless.
She felt that contact, went ahead and threw that ball up there. Just a little bit short off the side of the rim, but she'll go to the line and shoot two.
So Lady D's on top 5-1 right now. That's the first foul for Allison Showers. And Tegan Boss will go to shoot two free throws. We're going to take a 30-second timeout here. We'll keep it right here on the 30-second timeout. Coach for Sheraton wants a little breather to see what's reassess the press. I think he wasn't expecting it this quickly out of the Lady D's. But, boy, Todd, that's something they've done a little bit each as they've gone along each year this year or each game this year and really gotten good at that and getting turnovers.
Yeah, you know, they're in good enough shape and they rotate enough people in and out that they can use that extra energy on that press. Yeah. And, you know, like we just saw there, they caught Sheraton off guard. Both possessions with turnovers led to 2 points, and Tegan's going to try to lead a couple more.
Yeah. And with that press, what you see is as they've gone along the season, the girls start to understand how if they play a certain way or get in a certain spot, they can go and maybe get a turnover or get that ball. And so they're really feeding off each other like little sharks with blood in the water there. Tegan Boster goes up and unfortunately misses the first of her two free throws. And she is right at 50% on the season. Goes up second one, just rims out. Rebound control by Sherritt, and they'll bring it up. Just a little man pressure coming up, but get him stopped. Alexis Kern about dribbled, double dribbled. Gets it inside to the free throw line. Swings it under the near side. Shot goes up. No good. And rebound controlled by Sheraton. Shot was up by Allison Showers. And trying to get that tip on the rebound was Carly Arnold, a sophomore. Not able to get it. And the Lady D's will get the ball.
Looks like Sheraton's coming with a three-quarter court press here. Lady D's being patient. Got the ball at half court and now across the stripe. Mackenzie Griffin dribbles down into the lane from the left-hand side. Puts a shot up. Shot's no good. Looks like we've got a foul down low.
We had both Brooke Bettis and Cassie Krall going for it, and I'm not sure who they're going to get that on. You could have picked either one, and so we'll see who they end up saying got that. And, in fact, they are going to give that to, Katie Dyson. I did not even see her in the play. Sheraton brings the ball up, gets it right into the post at the free throw line, and she turns around and puts up a nice little free throw shot, Emma Fuse, and makes the bucket.
Lady D's with the ball now. Again, Sheraton picking them up at half court. Katie's got some good pressure on her, but too much pressure. Looks like there's a foul there on number 15, Curran.
Yeah, Alexis Curran. And that's senior leadership. You know, your post usually doesn't dribble a lot, but Katie recognized the defense was too tight, too tough, and so dribbled right through her to have her pick up that foul. And indeed, Sheraton pulls back to their just quarter offense, or defense, excuse me.
Lady D's with the ball now. Brooke Bettis in the left-hand corner. Pops it up top. Cassie crawls with it. Dribble, looks over, taking with the ball. Skip pass all the way across court. Mackenzie Griffin drives. Great dump inside to Brooke Bettis. Brooke plays it softly off the glass. Two more Lady D's.
D's are calling off the press. Going to set up in the quarter court defense there. Again, doing a 2-1-2, 2-3 zone defense. Sheraton's trying to get the ball moving around. The shot goes up. Long shot there by Curran. Rebound comes off. Controlled by Sheraton, and that would be Showers. As she tries to put the put back down to 2 feet, she gets fouled. And I'm afraid, was that Katie again? That is indeed Katie Dyson, so that'll be her second foul, which subs were coming in for her anyway, but that's just a little more concerning for the Lady D's and Coach Achenbach to have her, Katie Dyson, that is, pick up her second foul so quickly.
First shot up by Sheraton. Goes off the front of the rim, back of the rim, and falls out.
That is Allison Showers, 65% free throw shooter on the season, but missed the first one, so let's hope her bad luck continues for the Lady D's.
Checking in for the D's was Haley Hudson and Sarah Clark replacing Tegan and Katie Dyson. Second free throw is good. Lady D's inbounds the ball. Got Mackenzie Griffin. Dribbles it up. Passes to Sarah Clark. Sarah gets it across the halfway court to Brooke Bettis. Mackenzie Griffin dribble up top. Calling the play in. A little pass down low. Back up top, Sarah Clark. Sarah with the dribble. Moves it to the left-hand side. Back over to Mackenzie.
Really like how the Lady D's are always looking inside when they get that ball to see if there's anything inside, and if not, working around the perimeter.
As they work it on the outside, you notice that zone just starts to come out and come out, and that's what opens that back door inside up. So good pressure there by Sheraton. Knocks the ball out of bounds, but it will be the Lady D's.
And the D's will take it all the way out to about 30 feet from the hoop to really pull that zone out. That's just very smart, heady play on the Lady D's.
Haley Hudson with the drive, passes up to the top to Mackenzie Griffin. Mackenzie Griffin for three.
You like that when they drive and kick. You know, that just makes it so much easier. You talk about it, Todd, about making that zone open up, and that's exactly the way to do it. Haley Hudson drove, sucked the defense in, and kicked it right to a wide open Mackenzie Griffin. Sheraton moves around just a couple passes. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound controlled by Sheraton. A second shot, no good. Rebound gets by Mackenzie Griffin.
Mackenzie pushing the ball up. Pulls it back at half court. Sets the offense. Pass to the right side. She cuts through. Ball goes back up top. Sarah Clark with a three-point attempt. A little bit off on the right-hand side. Maybe rush that shot just a little bit.
I would
Sheridan
think so.
With the rebound.
Emily Grismore gets the rebound for Sheridan, then gets it immediately to Alexis Curran and brings the ball up to point guard. Swings it over to the far side to Shower. Shower goes up, takes it. It looks like a two-pointer, misses. Rebound controlled by Grismore, and she's able to put the put back. Gets 2 points. Score is 10-6 with 3:10 left in the first quarter. Lady D's on top.
Lady D's with the ball now. Sarah Clark up top. Pass to the left wing to Haley. Back over to the corner, McKenzie. Takes a step, dribbles around her opponent. Haley dribbles in about free throw line extended. Misses. McKenzie Griffin with the rebound, put back. She doesn't get the shot to fall, but she took a pretty good foul there.
I think Allison Showers will pick up the foul for Sheridan. That'll be her second foul on the good night in the first quarter, and indeed that is. So the leading scorer for Sheridan comes in at 15 points a night, has 2 fouls and only 1 point in the contest. And she will be subbed out with those 2 fouls.
McKenzie Griffin makes the first shot. Takes a score to 11-7. Lady D's, 2:55 to go here in the first quarter.
Emily Sofer checks in, and she's the one of two juniors on this squad.
Second shot is up and comes off the rim. Haley Hudson, what a great hustle play. Couldn't quite get to it, but
that's a hard rebound to get when you're being boxed out like that. Haley was really being aggressive, did a nice job trying to get that board, but knocked it out. Sheridan will get the ball and bring it up. Again, the Lady D's are setting back in their 2-1-2 zone defense, not doing the press right now. Get the ball right into the post at that free throw line. It seems the way they wanted to run their offense, and up goes a shot by Emily Sofer, who just checked in, and she makes the bucket.
Lady D's with the ball now. Haley Hudson drives it in, collapses the defense, kicks it back out to Cassie. Cassie crawl over to Sarah Clark. Sarah puts up a three-pointer, goes off the back of the rim, in and out. Sheridan with the rebound.
Sarah will get warmed up, and there's a travel. Yep, Sheridan came down really trying to attack Alexis Kern, and she was almost hesitated whether she should pass the ball or shoot it, and she just kind of did a little quick hop.
Yeah, it looked like Sarah Clark maybe had herself positioned there, so she had to hop one more time, and that was one too many.
So 11-8 is our score. The Lady D's on top with 2:19 in the first quarter. A little push there. Yeah, I was saying Haley Hudson got the ball inside and immediately was pushed on the low block there by Emma Fuse, and the official had a great view just like we did and made the correct call. Will be just the first foul for Fuse. Tegan Bossert is coming in for Cassie Crawl. Again, Coach Achenbach going with the that seven-girl rotation. Works really well for him.
Inbounds pass goes out to Brooke Reddis. Brooke passes McKenzie on the wing. McKenzie puts a shot up, blocked by
Emma Fuse.
Yeah.
Emma Fuse, big tall post for the Sheridan Chargers, came out from the lane. She's playing inside on the 2-3 zone, but came all the way out to block Griffin's shot.
D's again inbounds the ball. Brooke Reddis up to Sarah Clark. McKenzie Griffin over in the corner, takes a dribble, collapses that lane, opens up Sarah Clark for a three. Again, just in and out.
But she's getting closer every time. That's what I like to see. She knows to keep shooting, and she will, and we'll get them to fall. Chargers get it up. Kern's got it, set in the offense, looks inside the high post, nothing there, but swings it to the near side to Fuse. The post, and she has her feet just inside the three-point arc on the left side, but makes it. So brings the score 11-10, so brings it within one. The Lady D's are on top, but only by one.
Peyton Bosser with the ball on the left side. Passes down into the corner to Haley. Haley back up top to Sarah. Sarah sees Brooke cutting through the lane. Gets it into her. Back out to Peyton Bosser. Peyton takes a shot. Goes a little long. Sheridan with the rebound.
Peyton doesn't take many shots, but I'm really glad she took that one. She was wide open. You've got to take those when they present themselves, and that's a good shot even though it didn't go in. Shot goes up by Sheridan. Rebound bounded around, but not controlled. Sheridan gets it fused. And Haley Hudson tries to tie her up, but instead gets across the wrist of Fuse and will cause the foul. It will be the fourth team foul for the Lady D's. Sheridan Chargers will retain possession.
You know, we've seen a lot of great improvements from the Lady D's, but how about Haley Hudson and how much she's improved as a player?
Oh, really has. You know, last year there were times where she looked like she didn't quite fully understand everything, and she's just so developed. She's got a strong dribble and a nice-looking shot, and just to understand the concept of the game has really gotten so much better and has earned every minute she gets out there, doing a nice job for the senior.
Sheridan took a shot, missed it. D's with the rebound. Got Haley Hudson in the corner, passes back up top to Tegan. Tegan shuffled her feet just a little bit up there. The official saw it and made the right call, traveling Lady D's.
Yeah, unfortunately, turnover for the Lady D's. Again, 59 seconds in the first quarter. D's have the one-point lead. 11-10 is our score here. Kern gets the ball in for Sheridan, brings it up. Gets it to the far side. Telling Emily Grismore on the right side. Immediately they swing it back around the top to Fuse, then pounds it inside of the post. And the post for the Sheridan now is Carly Arnold, a sophomore, big, tall, lanky sophomore. But Haley Hudson knocks it loose, so it goes out of bounds, but Sheridan will retain possession. Fuse, Emma Fuse, will set to throw it in for the Chargers. Ball lobbed in over the top. And the shot goes up, missed. Rebound controlled by Fuse and is fouled as she tries to put it back. The initial shot went up by Emily Sofer, again the junior who checked in just a few minutes ago.
Looks like here early in the game, looks like Sheridan's really determined to get those offensive rebounds and those passes down low. And again, they were able to do that with Fuse hitting those shots out a little bit further from the hoop. Now she's working down low and also being effective there.
So it gets the end one there. So the score is now 11 to 13 is our score here. So Sheridan has taken the lead with 36 seconds in the first quarter. Lady D's going to try to get a good look here before the quarter's over. Just as soon as they say it, Tegan Bossett gets on the far wing, and she again shuffled her feet as she tried to make her move. Just a little bit too much foot action there from her. So it'll be a turnover again for the Lady D's with 32 seconds. Sheridan will check it in.
Cassie Krall comes back in for the Lady D's. She'll replace Tegan.
Curran, Alexis Curran for Sheridan will bring the ball up. She sets the offense, gives it a look, gives it the near side here, the three-point line to Fuse. Ball gets swung around to Grismore on the far side, gets it back to Curran, goes into the high elbow. Shot goes up, 15-footer is good by the sophomore, Carly Arnold. So the Chargers making a nice little comeback to finish this quarter.
Lady D's here, trail 15-11. Ball in the corner, Haley. Haley pushes the ball inside to Brooke. Sheridan with the hand on it, knocks it out of bounds. We'll stay here with 2.8 seconds to go in the first quarter.
So plenty of time at just under 3 seconds to get a good-looking shot off. The Lady D's just now to get their set, offensive set put together and get a good look.
Cassie with the inbounds right to Brooke. Brooke with the shot, in and out. Rebound Haley Hudson. That'll take us to the end of the quarter.
Again, Lady D's are trailing now, 15-11, down by four. And with the quarter timeout, we'll take one as well. You're listening to KIIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa Sports Leader.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. Albia Lady D's are taking on the Sheraton Chargers. After one quarter of play, the Lady D's find themselves trailing 15-11. Sheraton will start the quarter with possession. Again, the Lady D's coming out in a 2-3 zone defense, and Sheraton's trying to work the ball around outside, get it to the free throw line and see what they've got. Indeed, they do right there. Gets shot up by Maria Blong. A sophomore puts up the little free throw from the free throw line, I should say. Extends the lead to 17-11.
Lady D's with the ball now. Brooke Bettis down in the left-hand corner. Pass the ball back up top to Cassie Krall. Cassie pushes into Katie. Katie Dyson down low to Brooke Bettis, who worked her way open. Off the glass, 2 points. Brooke Bettis.
And that's what we need. You know, obviously, Katie had the two fouls, so had to sit a lot longer than she normally would that first quarter, and that hurt the Lady D's be able to get that ball moving. Shot goes up. Long rebound controlled by Brooke Bettis. Lady D's will bring it up.
Lady D's push the ball forward. Cassie finds Katie down low. Instantly, she had four Chargers claps on her. Pass the ball out, tipped away by the Chargers.
Texas Curran takes it coast to coast and goes up with a little layup against Mackenzie Griffin. Gets 2 points. 19-13 is our score. Sheridan on top of the Lady D's.
Lady D's just going to need to settle down here. Brooke Bettis with the ball. Got good ball movement. Cassie Krall right back to Mackenzie. Mackenzie with a three. Comes off. Katie Dyson right there for the rebound. Fouled on the putback attempt. She'll shoot two.
Yep, that would be Alexis Curran's going to get that foul. Will be her second foul. Will be the sixth team foul. So the next one will put the Lady D's in the bonus. But it was a shooting foul, so Katie Dyson will go to the line shooting two free throws. Again, a common theme, about 50% free throw shooter.
First one goes up and is good.
And she has a nice rhythm to her. You know, when I look down the sheet, I'm surprised to see her right at the 53% free throw shooting mark. She does a nice job on her free throws. I can't imagine the time she's missed that many.
And the second one up and rolls around a little bit, but falls in.
And D's coming out with that full court press now with all their starters in, trying to cause a little just a little confusion. But Sheraton's able to break it this time, get the ball moved up, ball moved around. Little put-up shot by Maria Blanc. Once again, gets a little a five-foot jumper.
Yeah, they were able to break that pretty quick and gave them a three-on-two break. And with those numbers, they made the best of it. Lady D's now with the ball. Brooke Bettis with the ball in the corner. Look, she makes it move.
Nice
she
move.
Drives past her defender.
I think that was the right call. She didn't go up really strong enough to get a foul on that. Jump ball's the call, folks. But a nice pump fake out of Brooke Bettis to get that drive to the baseline. It just didn't go up strong enough to get the foul.
So the ball will stay with the Lady D's. The Sheraton got it at the quarter break. Cassie will inbounds the ball. Cassie crawled to Brooke Bettis. Brooke now up top to Mackenzie Griffin. Mackenzie swings the ball over to Tegan Bosser. Tegan to Cassie. Sheraton's playing some good tight defense around the perimeter.
Really pulling that out to at least the three-point line. Lady D's pull all the way up to 30 to really spread that zone out if they can.
Again, the ball. Down low to Brooke. And I had a hand in her face when she passed it.
Yeah.
Not quite on the mark, and Sheraton will take the ball.
Immediately, the senior Emily Grismore brings the ball up, gets to the near side to Curran. It's to Sheraton. She sees Fuse up at the three-point line. Ball, good ball moving on the charges to get the ball worked all the way down in the low block on the far side, and Allison Showers puts up the two-footer and gets the bucket.
And again, you see that Grismore in the Showers. Their seniors look like they're willing to take this game over for Sheraton. Some good ball movement. Got it in there and hit the shot.
And Coach Achenbach wants to take a quick 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. But, again, the Lady D's find themselves trailing by 8 right now in the second quarter. 23-15 is our score with 5:29 left in the first half. Lady D's, again, are 5-0 on the season in conference play. Sheraton's 2-3. Lady D's obviously on top and in control of the conference. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets are at 5-1 with the Sheraton Chargers at 2-3 in third place, and they're tied with Davis County with that same conference mark. So Lady D's looking to really extend their conference lead and keep things going with a win tonight. And Chargers are trying to stay in the, relevant and in the mix.
And they've come here ready to play, it looks like. It was Lady D's bring the ball up. Kenzie Griffin swings it over to Tegan. Taken down in the corner to Brooke. Brooke back up to McKenzie. McKenzie over to Cassie. Cassie right back to McKenzie for three. Off the mark here, but Tegan tracks it down.
A little turnover there. Curran got a little tip ball, and she was trying to chase it down. Was Alexis Curran from Sheraton. But as she did it, she stepped out of bounds. But Tegan just kind of a little errant pass that went a little way away from Cassie Crawl. So Lady D's fortunate to retain possession on that turnover.
Lady D's inbounds the ball. Sarah Clark over on the left wing, down to Haley Hudson, who just checked in, down in the corner. Haley drives. Looks like the defense collapsed on her. She drug her foot, and that'll be traveling on the Lady D's.
You know, Sheraton Chargers is coming out just a little more aggressively, as you said, Todd, really kind of being a more coming out to the point of attack and causing a little disruption for the Lady D's, which caused the travel. Curran gets it on the far side over to Arnold. Arnold gets looks inside, finds, oh, I thought there might be a travel, but found a Emily Sophie were in there. She goes up, puts the shot up, gets fouled instead. But I thought she kind of hopped a little bit before she put that shot up. But, or excuse me, that's not Allison Showers who took that in. Allison Showers will go to the line, shooting two. That's the second foul for Haley Hudson.
First shot goes up, rims in, and comes back out. We'll have a second attempt here.
So Haley Hudson's foul will give the Lady D six for the night so far, and that will mean Sheraton, both teams will be in the bonus on the next foul, shooting one and ones.
As the shot goes up and is good, Lady D's will inbound the ball.
Need a little spark here. The Lady D's trailing 24-15, down by 9 in the first half, so a little something needs to happen on offense and a little aggressiveness on defense.
Sarah Clark with the ball up top, back to Mackenzie Griffin. Swings the ball over to Sarah. Sarah dribbles in, pops. I think that shot maybe was a little bit blocked. We'll see what the officials say. They agree with it. A tip ball. That'll stay down for the Lady D's.
And Coach Achenbach wants again another timeout here. And so that'll be a full timeout. With that full timeout, we will take one as well. Again, the Lady D's find themselves trailing in the second quarter, 24-15. And we're going to timeout. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country, Southern Iowa's sports leader.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albie Community High School. I'm Dan Stocker, and with me is Todd Ratliff. We're bringing you coverage of Albie Lady D's as they take on Sheraton Chargers. South Central Conference action here tonight in Albie Community High School. Lady D's took a timeout. They're going to get the ball inbounds here.
Cassie inbounds the ball to Brooke. Brooke with a pass right back to Cassie. Mackenzie Griffin now with the ball. Dribbles in the lane, kicks it back out to Sarah Clark. Sarah Clark resets the offense up top. Swings it right to Cassie Crawl. Being patient, waiting for Brooke. Brooke's in the spot, catches the ball down in the right-hand corner, takes a dribble, reverses the ball, reverses it all the way back over to the left-hand corner of Cassie. Mackenzie now dribbles over to Cassie. Cassie tries to force the pass inside, maybe wasn't there.
Good hands by Haley Hudson to knock it out of the turnover. Sheraton had the ball, but Haley knocked it loose, and Sarah Clark was able to get it.
So the D's will set again. Mackenzie Griffin looks right in the middle, free throw line extended.
Nice.
Brooke. Gettis with the shot.
Just nice patience there. Now the Lady D's need to stop again. They're trailing by 7. 17-24 is our score. Lady D's need to get a stop. Run still staying with that 2-3 zone defense. Ball goes inside. Little dribble drive. Penetration. Up goes the shot from Allison Showers. A little power forward. Puts it right up. 2 points.
They had some good ball movement there as Lady D's bring the ball up. Again, running the shell offense. Kicking it around the outside. Cassie Crawl back over to McKenzie. McKenzie takes a step, dribbles it in. Cut off by the defense. Back up top to Cassie Crawl. Goes into Haley Hudson.
Yes.
Haley takes the shot. The basket's good, and it looks like she will be fouled.
Well, left-handed shooter, which is hard. You don't see too many left-handed players, and girls especially, boys a little bit. But when the shot went up, I don't think Alexis Kern really felt like she was going to be shooting right-handed. She tried to come across, block that shot. Instead, she hit it right across the head. But Haley Hudson able to go up, make the bucket, misses the and one, but still gets 2 points for the Lady D's. Rebound controlled by Sheraton, gets it up to Kern, who brings it up, immediately finds, ooh, a little foul there, immediately finds Emma Fuse. As she goes to put the shot up, Cassie Crawl tries to block it, comes right across her arm on the foul, though. So it'll be a two-shot foul. That'll be the second foul for Cassie Crawl, and again, the seventh team foul. 17 fouls for both. Find her free throws, a 40% free throw. So a good one to foul if you're going to. And indeed misses the first one. 8 point deficit for the ladies. 19-26. Rebound shot goes up. No good by Fuso. So great foul for Cassie Crawl through. Such thing. Rebound controlled by Brooke Bettis.
Brooke Bettis forces the ball up. Cassie with it. Dribbles the ball into the corner. Throws the ball in the corner to Haley. Knocked out of bounds by number 11, Showers.
I thought maybe they're going to call a foul there, but just knocked out of bounds.
D's will inbound the ball from the side. Ball's moved back up top of the key. Looks left over to Sarah. Sarah Clark down to Brooke Bettis in the corner. Reverses the ball. Cassie Crawl from the top of the key.
Oh, look at that follow.
She shot that ball, and immediately she did what a good shooter will do. She followed it, worked her way right in, grabbed the rebound, put it back up for the 2 points.
Nice job out of Cassie Crawl. Nice little spark. Gets in within 5 points. Entry pass goes a little higher than Sheraton, so Haley Hudson able to control it. Oh, and she's going to travel as she realized she's about to turn it over and back. No reason for her to make that pass. Just bring it on up and set the offense. But a turnover nonetheless, so the Lady D's will give it up. We'll bring it back on defense, see if we can have a good stop once again. Again, we're trailing by 5, 26-21. Sheraton is on top of the Lady D's with 2:18 left in the first half. Sheraton works the ball around there, a little shot from the elbow, and it goes right up and in. I'm just hoping we get a little turnover. Maria Blong, again, the sophomore, just puts up the little 15-foot from the elbow extended.
Lady D's with the ball. They bring it back down. Working the ball around the top of the key, Sarah. Sarah pushes it in and fuses there for the deflection, steals the ball away. Sarah Clark coming down the other side, steps in front of the ball, knocks it out of bounds, stops the fast break for Sheraton.
Tried to get it out of Emily Grismore's hand, but instead just knocked it out of bounds, but good effort out of Sarah Clark. Sheraton will retain possession on their own end of the court. Check it in. They'll set the offense again. Trying to work it around the perimeter, but look inside at that free throw line at their post, see if they can get anything going there, but to keep... Sheraton does work it all the way around. Back and forth. Shot goes up by Fuse. Misses. Rebound tied up between both Was that Kenzie Griffin or Haley Hudson?
I think that was Haley Hudson down there.
Haley Hudson, and then also the sophomore Carly Arnold. So we'll be jump ball. Sheraton will retain possession on the alternate possession call. So they look to inbounds at their own baseline. They lob it in once again to Arnold. She gets it. Nothing going there. Good double team. Kicks it out to Fuse. Puts up a little two-point shot just inside the three-point line, and she makes once again a shot from about 18 feet.
That's showing some real good range for the tall interior post player. Lady D's with the ball. Comes down. Haley Hudson with the shot. Comes off the front of the rim. Bounces out to Tegan. Tegan sets it back up. Gets it to Kinsey. Kinsey over to Cassie Crawl. Cassie from three-point range drains it.
Nice job out of the senior. Gets the three-point. Brings the Lady D's back within six with a minute five in the first half. Sheraton brings it up quickly. Gets the Fuse on the near side, who swings the ball right around the top. It goes all the way to the far side. Look inside to get an entry pass. Brooke Bettis steps right in front of the entry pass to the post. Gets to Kenzie Griffin. Lady D's get the ball.
Lady D's push the ball up the court. The ball goes in. Haley takes the shot, but she drug her foot once again. It'll be a turnover on the Lady D's. Looks like Mackenzie Peterson will check in for the Lady D's, number 54. Just a sophomore. Haley Hudson will have a seat.
Mackenzie Peterson, nice looking post player though for the Lady D's. Really getting some good work at the JV level and get some time here at the varsity, making the most of it. Chargers bring the ball up. They're being patient here. Grismore just dribbling out top, wanting to get that last shot. 40 seconds is the time left in the first half. Again, Sheraton on top, 30-24. So somewhere around that 12-second mark, they probably will look to attack the hoop and see if they can't get a last-second bucket here before the half is up. And now the defense still staying in the 2-1-2 zone defense, but coming out a little bit, so the Lady D's are doing a nice job. Fuse gets it at the free throw line, goes up, puts up the shot, the sophomore does. Brooke Bettis inside getting the rebound, but did a nice job of boxing out, and as she was doing that, Emily Sofer goes in and fouls her. So with 18.2 seconds, Brooke Bettis will go to the line, shooting a 1-1, hopefully to convert both free throws. Just the first foul on the junior for Sheraton. Again, and I do apologize for those listening from Sheraton if I'm mispronouncing her last name, but I'm going to call it Emily Sofer. First one goes up, no good. Rebound controlled by Sheraton. Fuse gets it, gets to the far side to Grismore, who brings the ball up to the front court. Well guarded by Tegan Boston. She has to pass the ball. Does Sheraton, gets the Fuse up high. Mackenzie Peterson trying to deflect that ball out of Grismore, who went into the free throw line but comes over the top and fouls her. Not what Coach Achenbach wants with the 5.5 seconds left and Sheraton in the bonus. So with the clock stopped, Grismore, the senior, will go to the line shooting a 1-1. She's a 74% free throw shooter on the season. First shot goes up, hits the back of the iron, no good. Mackenzie Peterson controls the rebound, and she's immediately tied up by the sophomore Arnold. And it will be the Lady D's ball with 3.5 seconds. So hopefully, with just a limited time here, the Lady D's can get a good-looking shot off here. Kinsey Griffin gets it in for the Lady D's. Dribbles into the front court, has time. Buzzer goes off. Shot goes up. Banks around. No good. That will be our halftime score, 30-24.
You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIIC Thunder Country.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
It's easier to see clearly into the future when you're standing on a firm foundation formed by your past. This is Todd Barker.
And this is Don Athan. As many of you know, we've proudly formed AgriVision, your John Deere dealership with everything for your land.
That's everything for you, the John Deere customer. AgriVision will have more resources to offer our customers, and you can learn more by visiting agrivision.us or visit one of our 13 locations throughout Southwest and South Central Iowa.
AgriVision, everything for your land.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
For always fresh cut and 100% natural meats, shop Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. USDA Select Family Packs of Boneless Angus Beef New York Strip Steaks are $6.99 per pound. Family Packs of 80% Lean Ground Beef are $2.99 per pound. Family Packs of Boneless Tenderized Pork Chops are just $2.79 per pound. That's at Jim and Charlie's, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on North Clinton in Albia.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, we are in Albia Community High School. The Lady D's are hosting the Sheraton Chargers in South Central Conference action. Unfortunately, the Lady D's find themselves trailing at half, 24-30. But the Lady D's were led in that first half, 9 points from Brooke Bettis in the scoring column, followed by Mackenzie Griffin with six and Cassie Crawl with five. Had that nice three-pointer towards the latter part of that first half. For Sheraton, again, a very young squad they bring in here. Emma Foose has got 9 points for the Chargers, followed by Allison Showers with six. And then Maria Blong, who came in, kind of reserved, did a nice job, has 6 points. So that's kind of the leading scores for the Sheraton Chargers. So far in the first half on the turnover column, Lady D's have 10-8, so it's kind of close. I would have actually thought maybe a little worse for the Lady D's. But Sheraton's had their fair share of travels and bad passes as well. Steals are knotted up at four. Rebounds are very close, 14-13. Lady D's have a slight edge, but you know, really the kind of those measurables you look at, it's kind of seems like a closer game than what the score might indicate, Todd.
It does, and Sheraton did a really good job on the inside, right around the free throw line with that pass. Looks like against that zone, they were setting a screen as the ball was reversed into the other side. After they got that screen, they rolled off, caught that ball, and ended up finding themselves open. I think they had 8 or 10 points off of that play right there with that free throw distance shot.
So that's kind of what we've got in that first half, folks, here. We've got had the old Chuck a Duck contest again, folks. If you haven't come out, you need to come out. A little contest, a little fundraiser, quite honestly, for the school, which is great. But little rubber ducks get thrown out on the court, see which one can get closest to the left eye of the Blue Demon at half court. One of those kind of fun things, kids get to throw things on the court, which normally we prohibit. But so we're certainly welcoming that. It's also a senior night for both the boys and the girls squad. Before the game began here, the Lady D's, the seniors were introduced. We'll do the same thing before the boys game, so it's a great night for both squads there in that regard. We're going to take another short timeout here. We've got about 5:30 left in the half. With that timeout, I want to remind you, you're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. Albie Lady D's are hosting the Sheraton Chargers. I'm Dan Stocker. With me is Todd Ratliff, and we're bringing you coverage here tonight. A doubleheader action. The girls, again, are taking on the Sheraton right now. Find themselves trailing 24-30. One of the few games that they've trailed at halftime. We were just talking off air there, and I don't know if there's been maybe one or two other times that I can maybe recall that they were trailing. So something a little bit uncustomed. They've really come out, usually had great starts. What seems surprising to me, Todd, is that the rebounding were fairly even. With the size of Sheraton, they've got the three bigs that start the game and about two or three reserves that came in just as big and capable. I would have thought we might have lost that margin. So a nice job for the Lady D's to really kind of hang in there and doing a nice job boxing out. But that's certainly going to be important for us to continue in the second half.
Yeah, we need to keep Sheraton to one shot. Yeah. Their second chance points, you know, definitely not helping us out at this point. But, yeah, the inside players need to step in there, put that body on them, and take that ball from them.
Yeah, and that's you know, something I know the ladies, Coach Achenbach and Coach Haywood over there on the bench are working with the girls, making sure they know. And I think it's really important, too, if we can keep Katie Dyson from getting into more foul trouble with just only two fouls. But it's, I think, really important when her and Brooke Bettis are in there, that really gives us a nice look. They can go in and out. One comes the high post, one goes the low post. And so it really complements each other. It just changes a little bit when you've got a Haley Hudson in there, Sarah Clark. They're more perimeter players. Haley Hudson likes to drive and kick. Sarah would like to jump up and shoot the three. So it just changes the complexion a little bit for this offense. And again, against Sheraton, I think it's going to be important for us. I also think we don't need to panic at a 6-point deficit right now. We don't need to get quick shots. I like the way they were patient against Sheraton's zone defense. Keep working that ball around and getting good looks.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. And the key will be to not panic and to stay patient. You know, when you panic, and that's when turnovers and poor shot selection come into play. So Lady D's haven't trailed a whole lot at halftime this year, but they have a couple of times. So, you know, they're not going to panic. Coach Achenbach knows exactly what he's doing. I'm sure he had a great talk with them at halftime. And if they can come out and start the second half like they started the first half, we'd be right back into a close ball game again.
Hey, you bring up a great point. You know, this is a very seasoned and veteran squad here with the three seniors and two juniors. You know, the one junior, Mackenzie Griffin, has been playing all 3 years, so she's got plenty of time on the court. It's just a great group. And then when you come off the bench with the Haley Hudson and Sarah Clark, Sarah Clark's done a great job this year. So they've got just a nice group and rotation. And we saw Mackenzie Peterson, one of the youngest players out there so far tonight as a sophomore, but, you know, did a fine job in there, really being aggressive, using her length to be strong and big inside, which is what we needed in that moment to finish that half. Again, we've got just a minute. We're clicking down here. We're going to take a real quick timeout here, keep our sponsors happy, get another little ad from them there. The Lady D's trailing 24-30. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader KIC Thunder Country.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome back, everyone. The mission for the Lady D's is to come back from a 6-point deficit. I'm Dan Stocker with Todd Ratliff. We're bringing out Albie Lady D's coverage at Albie Community High School as they take on the Sheraton Chargers. 24-30 is our score. The Lady D's find themselves down by 6. Chargers will start the half with the ball. First possession, they work the ball inside, then kick it right out. Shot goes up, misses by Showers. Rebound controlled by the Lady D's.
That's the way we need to start that half. One shot, got the rebound. Mackenzie Griffin brings the ball up. Kicks over to the left-hand side. Brooke Bettis with the ball, passes back to Griffin. Coming back around the top. Ball goes in and out of the hands of Cassie Crawl, out of bounds. Will be Sheraton's ball.
Looked like Cassie saw the defender out of the corner right, just took her eye off the ball just a half second, and that's all it took for the ball to go through her hands. Alexis Curran for Sheraton will bring the ball up to sophomore point guard. Brings the ball up to the near side, goes off screen, looks to swing it around the far side, gets Showers, who takes up for a little pump fake, little bunny, nothing goes in, gets rebound controlled by Fuse. Shot goes up, misses. Brooke Bettis with the following rebound.
Brooke gets the ball to McKenzie. McKenzie Griffin with the ball. Passes over to Cassie Crawl. Cassie down to Brooke. Brooke takes a dribble, reverses the ball. Reverses all the way to the far right corner. Cassie with the pass into Katie. Katie with a strong pass. Goes to Tegan. Tegan out to McKenzie Griffin.
Nice.
McKenzie puts it up for three and in.
Kenzie Griffin with her, that 2 points gets her 9 on the night, so getting well on her way to her normal average. So good job, good ball movement again for the Lady D's. Sharon gets it in. Go ahead, Todd.
That patience that we talked about them needing to have, they had it right there. You just reversed the ball and then reversed the ball again and found McKenzie open in the corner there.
Sharon working it in and out. Get it to Foose at the free throw line. Puts it up. Can't get it. Rebound controlled by Arnold, who puts it right up at 2 feet. Able to get the rebound over McKenzie Griffin. 2 points for Sheraton. 32-27 is our score. Sheraton on top.
McKenzie drives the ball down. Kicks it over in the corner to Tegan. Tegan reverses it. Over to Brooke. McKenzie with the dribble. The fake. Put up. In and out. And Sheraton with the rebound.
Shower is able to get around. Brooke Bettis to get that rebound. Gets it right away. To Kern, who brings it up quick for the Chargers. Get the ball set. Gets to Showers. Back to Kern. She takes a little running layup, if you will, from the free throw line. Misses. Rebound controlled by Brooke Bettis for Lady Deets.
The D's doing a good job here early with the rebounds. McKenzie Griffin directing traffic out front. Pass the ball over to Cassie. Cassie looking in. Nothing there. She goes in and reverses the ball. Over to the right-hand side. Tegan with the ball. Tegan throws it. Sheraton with the steal.
Long hands by Allison Showers, able to get the steal. Gets it up to Kern and brings the ball up. Sets the offense for Sheraton. Again, the D's in a 2-3 zone defense. Been doing that all night. Kern gets it, looks inside to Foose. Foose gets it, dumps it right off to Arnold. Puts it up a little two-footer, but as she does, I believe she was fouled. I know she was fouled, but I believe it's going to be on McKenzie Griffin. And it is. McKenzie Griffin will pick up just her first foul, so not any trouble for her. But to the line, shooting two, will be Carly Arnold. Just a 40% free throw shooter, left-handed shooter. Shot goes up way short. Just barely hits the iron.
Got Sarah Clark checking in now for Tegan Bossert.
And again, shooting the second of the two free throws is Arnold. Carly Arnold for Sheraton. The Chargers on top, 32-27. Second one up, rattles around, and goes in. So 33-27 is our score. Sheraton on top.
Lady D's will bring the ball back up court. Mackenzie Griffin kicks it over to the right-hand side. Sarah Clark with the ball. Dribbles and then passes it right to number 11, Showers.
Just right to Showers. But boy, they come in, they try to get it inside, but Brooke Bettis jumps in front of the pass right on the low block and that was intended for Grismore and gets a turnover. So Lady D's get it back.
Brooke did a great job of running the court and getting back there. She was down underneath the hoop when that turnover first happened, and she was one of the first D's back there. So good play by Brooke Bettis. The D's with the ball, swinging it around. Kenzie Griffin with the three-point shot, nice. Left-hand wing, puts it down.
Good ball movement and creating that opening. As you do enough passes, the Chargers will overcommit or get out of position, and that's exactly what happened. Mackenzie Griffin knocked down that three-point shot.
Looked like the D's there, instead of going and reversing that ball back, they kicked it right back to her, and that left her standing wide open. She made the most of that.
Showers for Sheraton, puts up a shot, hits the back of the iron, comes out long. Cassie Kroll controls the rebound, gets to Griffin, and brings in the front court. Cassie Kroll comes right down for a three-point shot, misses, but rebound almost controlled by Katie Dyson, but knocked around. Sarah Clark gets it.
That's good hustle play, both by Katie to keep that ball alive once she didn't get it, and Sarah to go out and chase it down.
Very good aggressive pursuit there on the Chargers coming in from the inside. Sarah Clark, that's the second pass she about turned over, but that got knocked loose. Showers just got those long arms and doing a nice job. And the Lady D's got to recognize that. It might be a bounce pass, a ball fake before you just go throwing it over to your open person there.
Lady D's made a quick substitution there. It's like Tegan Bossert and Haley Hudson both come back in. We got Hudson, Bossert, Mackenzie Griffin, Cassie Krull, and Brooke Bettis out on the court. Cassie with the ball up top. Kicks it over to Tegan. Tegan to McKenzie in the corner. 4-3, nice. And it goes in. McKenzie Griffin with the stroke from the corner. Another three-pointer.
You know, I know they're talking about that ball movement, really trying to make sure they get that ball movement. And you're seeing them be disciplined and listening to their coaches. So great ball movement out of them. Sheraton wants a timeout. They've seen enough of that because the Lady D's with that three tied it up. 33-30 is our score, and we're taking a full timeout. With that timeout, we'll take one as well.
You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIIC Thunder Country.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got us a ball game going here tonight at Alvey Community High School. Lady D's taking on Sheraton Chargers. They have tied it up, the Lady D's have, after trailing by 6.5. They now are tied 33-33. Sheraton called the timeout, wanted to reset their troops, get them back in rhythm. But the Lady D's doing a great job of defense, getting them to Sheraton not getting good looks or second shots, but then also getting good shots, ball movement, and getting the three from Mackenzie Griffin.
And that 9-3 run that they started this half, exactly what they needed. It's now a new ball game. And Sheraton going to have to settle down themselves if they want to get back to where they were.
Shot goes up by Curran, and Rello Runner again misses but gets her own rebound. Can't get that to drop. Lady D's trying to get the rebound, but it looks like Curran knocked it loose out of Cassie Cross' hand, so Lady D's will get the ball back. So even though they got the second chance shot, didn't make it, Lady D's get possession.
Looks like Cassie Crawl maybe had a block on that second shot, made it come up short even though it was right down inside. Lady D's with the ball now.
Sheraton's gone to a man now. They've had enough of that zone and that three-point shooting. That's the way to kill that, see what we can do against a man defense. And with that, they get the turnover. Little errant pass, long arms for Sheraton, and was able to block the ball loose. And so Kern brings the ball up for the Chargers, brings it to the near side, gets it over to Showers, puts up a little long two-point shot, no good. Foose controls the rebound at the free throw line, gets it out to Kern at the top of the key to reset the offense. They swing it back down. Foose has popped out on the deep corner on the far side. Sees a cutting Showers who came up to the elbow and then drives to the hoop and indeed gets that shot to go. So 2 points for the Chargers. They're back on top with two.
And that was a good stop and drive and stop. She stopped there. Brooke Bevis was right there in her face, but she made a really good shot over the top. Lady D's bring the ball down. Taking Bosser with the ball. She reached in foul on Sheraton. That was on
15, Alexis Curran. So that man defense getting a little too aggressive. And so the Lady D's will try to take advantage of that. Inbounds play to Brooke Bevis.
And that's four fouls, I believe, on Curran. Yes. We've got our stats right here. Four fouls on Curran. Lady D's put the shot up. Rebound. Comes off the room.
Yep, rebound controlled by Foose. Foose gets it up to Curran, immediately gets up in the front court quickly. Foose sets the offense, gets it on the far side to get Grismore. Swings it down to Arnold and gets it back all the way to the top. Grismore gets it on the near side now. She's come out the other way. Shot goes up, no good. Brooke Bettis with the rebound.
Lady D's, I'm not sure I understand. There's four fouls on number 15, but if they could drive in and pick one up on her, that would be
travel.
Very beneficial.
Oh. Thought that'd be a travel. Little body's falling on the floor for Sheraton and almost a travel on the rebound. Mackenzie Griffin did a nice job attacking the hoop, just couldn't get the bucket to drop. Sheraton controlled the rebound and about traveled before they got the outlet pass, but got it off nonetheless. With under 2 minutes in the third period, again, Sheraton on top just by two, 35-33. Lady D's doing a nice job the second half. Curran puts up a little runner again. That runner's not working for her, but the rebound controlled by the Chargers. The rebound comes up, gets kicked up, set the offense. Maria Blong gets it around, gets it to Arnold. Excuse me, Showers. Showers gets it on the near side to Curran. Looks inside to Foose. The ball skipped over the top, almost a turnover, but nothing there. Showers able to get it. Sets it back up to Curran. Curran at the top of the key gets it to the near side. Gets to Grismore, who finds Foose. Then back, reversing around the top. Looking inside, try to get it inside to Showers, but nothing there. Brooke Bettis once again steps in. That's about her third steal. Nice job, Brooke.
Kenzie Griffin passed the ball down to Cassie. Cassie lost a handle on it. Sheraton with the...
Right in front of the Albie Blue Demon student section, so they're making sure that Curran knows what's going on, giving her a little extra verbiage there.
And that foul there was on Cassie Crawl, and that'll be three for her. Like she'll come out and take a breather, as will Brooke Bettis. So nice. Katie Dyson back in. We've got Sarah Clark, Haley Hudson, Mackenzie Griffith, and Tegan Bosser.
Good job. Pass comes in, and it goes on the far side. Immediately, it just goes right through the hands of Maria Blong. And a turnover for the Chargers, so Lady D's will take it with a minute seven, trying to tie or regain the lead in this game.
Scores 35-33, Sheraton with the lead at the moment. Mackenzie Griffin going to drive this one all the way up to the hoop. Had her shot altered a little by Foose, and Foose takes the rebound.
I just like the way she attacks that rim, though, trying to get that foul. Sheraton's trying to press the action themselves. The ball goes a little high and too much out of the outstretched arms of Kendall Hardy, who just checked in for the first time. For Sheraton, again, another sophomore. There are six sophomores on this squad, and most of them, if not all of them, have been in the game so far. I think the only one not so far would be Michaela Folkers.
So the D's, again, with the ball. 45 seconds left to go. Look to pass it inside right over the outstretched arms of Katie Dyson, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Katie was trying to fight off the defender, and the pass was just a little high. She couldn't regroup and gather herself. Just need to lob that in a little easier to, and it would have been an easy bucket for Katie. So... ball was brought up by the Chargers. Grismore is now bringing it up as the point. Gets inside to Showers. Oh, nice block by Katie Dyson. Showers dumped the ball off to Kendall Hardy. And again, just coming in. So Kendall Hardy just got swatted there. Nice job. Lady D's get the turnover with 23 seconds in the third period.
Bosser with the ball up top. Swings it right over to Mackenzie Griffin. Mackenzie looking inside. Nothing there. Dribbles it in, kicks it back out to Haley. Haley sets her feet, shoots it. Misses. Katie Dyson with the rebound, puts it back up, rolls around. It just comes out.
I like the confidence Katie Dyson thinking it was going to go in, but she really needed to follow that shot. It rolled around and around and everything. Time's winding down. Sharon did not recognize, and that's the senior, Emily Grismore, did not recognize the clock was winding. So with that, a little flurry of activity, but the score stays 35-33. Sheraton is on top. And we're going to take a timeout as we're at the third quarter break. Again, you're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
It's time to play Family Feud. We surveyed 100 people, and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you like to skip.
A doctor's appointment.
Show me doctor's appointment. All right, Mike, one answer will beat it.
A loan payment.
Show me a loan payment. That's the number one answer.
This is Mike with People's State Bank. We are introducing our new Skip a Payment program. You can skip your November, December, or January consumer loan payment and use that money for buying gifts or any other expenses you may have. Enjoy a little extra cash when you need it most. Call People State Bank today at 932-7887.
Terms and conditions apply. Please see People State Bank loan officers for more details. Offer ends January 31st, 2014. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Albia, where we have a good game here, starting of the fourth quarter. Sheraton with a two-point lead. Demons with the ball. Brooke Bettis in the corner. Dribbles the ball up. Down, kicks it back out to Sarah. Correction, that's Mackenzie Griffin. Mackenzie back up top to Cassie. Cassie with the dribble out front. Playing some tight defense. She tries to get the ball into Katie Dyson. And taken away by Sheraton.
Nice job out of Sheraton on the weak side. Maria Long jumped in front of the pass up to double team at the high post and got the turnover for Sheraton. Showers gets it at the free throw line. Dribble drives, penetrates. The rebound controlled on the shot by Mackenzie Griffin. So the Lady D's get the ball back.
Lady D's push the ball up. Peyton Bosser on the left wing. Back up top to McKenzie. She's going to reset the offense. Swings it right down to Cassie Crawl. Brooke Bettis cutting up top of the key. Dribbles it in. Takes a shot. Comes off the rim to number 23, Grismore.
Grismore is running the point. Again, Curran is over on the sideline. The normal point guard has got the foul, so she's sitting out right now. Ball worked in the showers. Gets it back out to Grismore for a three-pointer, but no good. Rebound controlled by Brooke Bettis. Oh, and there's a little bump of activity between Tegan Bossard and Grismore and Brooke, and it just caused Brooke to get off balance, and she traveled, unfortunately. So that'll be another turnover for the Lady D's. The ball will go back to Sheraton under their own hoop. Again, the Chargers have a 35-33 lead in the fourth quarter with 6:49 left in the game. Shot goes up, inbounds play, gets shot goes up by Showers, but misses, and Mackenzie Griffin doing a great job, gets another rebound for the Lady D's.
Katie Dyson ran the floor nice. Mackenzie saw her pass the ball down in there, put the shot up, and I believe it was number 13, Arnold, came in and blocked that shot. Sheraton with the ball.
Ball goes immediately to the free throw line to Showers, who puts it up and rolls around on the rim and drops in for another 2 points for her. That'll be her 10th point on the night for Showers, Allison Showers, the senior.
Lady D's with the ball, Sheraton leading 37-33.
Nice good pick and roll. Well, that's a good pick and roll between Cassie Crawl and Katie Dyson. Unfortunately, Katie just couldn't get the ball to drop, but that's a nice little play. If they continue to do that, I think it'll work many times for them. Sheraton brings the ball up in the near court, the front court there. Swinging around, the ball comes down to Hardy. Hardy puts up shot, no good there, but the ball bounces around, and Katie Dyson able to control the rebound. Gets to Mackenzie Griffin, where the Lady D's will take over on their possession.
Started this quarter off with some good box outs, some good rebounds. Trailing by four here. Cassie Crawl with the ball on the far side. Pushes down into the corner. Katie Dyson looks inside. Will bounce pass into Brooke. Brooke back out to Katie. Back into Brooke again. Spin, puts the ball up, and makes the shot.
She has this a really nice post move there. From either block, she can really roll into the middle and get that jump shot off almost any time. Good job out of Brooke Bettis, and nice work between her and Katie Dyson on the far side. Sheraton brings the ball up. Hardy gets the ball on the near side. Swings it around, gets it to Showers. Again, shoots one from the elbow. Ball bounces around, rebound controlled by the Sheraton. Get it down in the deep corner. Good ball movement. Lady D staying with that 2-3 zone defense. Shot goes up, no good. Mackenzie Griffin once again playing on that low block, gets the rebound.
She had a good seal right there on number 13, Arnold. She pushes the ball up. Loose ball down in the middle. Brooke Bettis and Long on the floor for it. Looks like it's going to be Sheraton's ball.
Yep, alternate possession there. Just a ball got batted around, so Maria Blong was able to tie up Brooke Bettis. Subs coming in for the Lady D's, so Katie, it looks like Brooke Bettis and Tegan Boston will have a seat. We're going to take a timeout here, and with that timeout, again, Lady D's trailing just by two, 37-35. We'll take a timeout here as well. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. I'm Dan Stalker with Todd Ratliff, bringing you coverage of the Albia Lady D's as they're taking on Sheraton Chargers in South Central Conference action. Again, the Lady D's are 5-0 in conference play. Sheraton Chargers coming in 2-3 in third place in the conference. Lady D's on top. Great contest we have here right now with 4:55 left in the game. Lady D's trail by 2, 37-35. Sheraton has the ball after the timeout. They get the ball in. Look, Foose looks inside to try to get it into Arnold. Nothing doing. Deflection by Haley Hudson. Lady D's will get the ball in the turnover.
Haley gets that ball up to Mackenzie Griffin. Mackenzie outside to Cassie Crawl. Cassie from three-point range drops one in.
Wide open. Got her feet set. Shoulder square. Did a great job putting that shot in. Good job, Cassie Crawl.
Lady D's take the lead for the first time since the score was 11-10 at 38-37. Sheraton puts up the shot. Tie ball on the rebound. It's going to be going Albia's way.
You usually don't see four people tying up the ball, but you had two Albia, two Lady D, or Sheraton Chargers. So jump ball was the right call, but boy, everyone was getting their hands in. Very good play. And you were saying after during the break, just really like want the Lady D's to win every game, but boy, really like these post games. It's really good stuff. It's great theater. Got great crowds here for both teams. Sheraton student section is packed. Of course, the Blue Demons are here represented as well, so it's a great night for us basketball in Southern Iowa.
Lady D's with the ball. Push up to Sarah Clark. Sarah pushes inside to Brooke Bettis. Brooke makes a move, dribbles to the hoop, scores the shot.
A little pump fake from the elbow out of Brooke Bettis. Gets Poos to jump up a little bit, and she drives right around for the nice little runner. Sheraton brings the ball up. Gets Grismore against running the point, finds Showers. She tries to dump it to Poos, and Sarah Clark jumps right in front, knocks it loose, and Mackenzie Griffin's able to get the steal.
Mackenzie's pushing the ball up the court. Finds Brooke Bettis down low. Brooke with the shot, fouled by number 13, Carly Arnold.
Carly Arnold did a nice job trying to defend her, but just swatted Brooke Bettis on that elbow. So it'll be her pick up the foul. That's just her first foul of the night. So Carly Arnold, that is. Brooke Bettis will go to the line shooting two. Very clean game. This is only the second team foul for each team. Only two fouls each, so very clean half right now. Brooke Bettis rattles around, gets her money's worth out of that free throw. Nice job. That's her 14th point on the night, so doing a great job. She comes in averaging almost 11 points a night, has 14. Good job, Brooke Bettis.
Set for the second shot. Ball is up.
Rattles around again. Oh, almost in there. Lady D's will have a four-point lead with 41-37. Missing that second free throw. Curran has come back in now for the Chargers. She's got the four fouls, so we think they'd like to try to attack her. Ball pumped in, though, right away to Showers. She's able to get the ball up and make it. 12 points for Allison Showers for Sheraton.
Just split the defense nicely there and was able to make that shot count. Cassie Crawl now. Down low to Brooke. Looks like Brooke grabbed on the arm by number 45. That's Foose.
That's just a good job. And nice job, Sheraton, recognizing that Brooke's going to really try to attack and push in. But Brooke being strong enough to keep possession of that ball, not getting tied up. And so a foul, but Lady D's will take it out of their own baseline.
Brooke with the ball. Out to Cassie. Cassie left open. Thought about the three. Pass back up to Mackenzie Griffin. Griffin back to Crawl. Crawl with the dribble to Sarah Clark. Again, back to number 10, Cassie Crawl. Pass gets deflected, knocked around in there. Sheraton with the ball.
Good hands by Cassie Crawl. Coming up with the ball for Sheraton. And Cassie Crawl was able to reach right in there and knock that ball loose. So nice job out of her. That was Emily Grismore was bringing the ball up for Sheraton. Going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Sheraton wants to talk it over. They've got will retain possession of the ball underneath their own basket. Again, the Lady D's have gotten a lead. Been a long time since we said that. 41-39 for the Lady D's, Todd. So that's a good job with 3:01 left in the contest.
With the second half, we had Mackenzie Griffin knock a couple of three-pointers down. That brought the zone defense out a little bit closer to her. Switched to man-to-man for a while. But what that did, that allowed Brooke Bettis to make some moves down on the inside. And that's where we closed that score and taken the lead.
You know, and I would think hopefully, you know, that Coach Achenbach's talking to girls about, you know, we want to really try to attack Alexis Curran if we can. She's got the four fouls, the point guard. It does seem to change their style of play a little bit for Sheraton when they have to go with Emily Grismore as the point and not the shooting guard. So we'll see if we identify an attack, number 15. Ball inbounded to Shower. She puts up a little 15-footer, no good. Mackenzie Griffin is not the biggest girl out there, but yet again gets another rebound. Great job.
She's getting a good seal on her her defender. And Sarah Clark throws the ball into Brooke and reach around foul there by number Foose. 45, Foose.
Emma Foose, very fortunate not to get the turnover there. Sarah led her the wrong way from where the defense was, but we get the foul nonetheless. Great job. Ball comes into Brooke Bettison, and she gets it. She just hops. She couldn't get herself gathered as she received that inbounds pass, and so it'll be a turnover to Sheraton.
2:48 left to go. Two-point game. Albia leading 41-39.
Alexis Curran brings the ball up for Sheraton. Charges, sets the offense, gets it to the near side to Grismore. Back to Curran, back to Grismore on the near side. Foose on the baseline. Sees Curran up top, and she takes it, pump fake, dribbles right back to the top, wants to set her offense. Gets it on the far side. Gets it down into Foose, looks inside to Showers. Ball's batted around, and it's going to be out of bounds. Sheraton, Katie Dyson, nice job post defense on that zone defense. Really giving her good pressure on Allison Showers, making it a tough entry pass, so the Lady D's will get the ball back.
2:27 to go. Again, just a two-point ball game. Lady D's up 41-39. Mackenzie Griffin with the ball. Brings it across half court. Spreading the offense out just a little bit.
Sheraton's gone back to that zone defense, and so they're playing a little soft. Now it looks like they're going to pull out and get to that little bit of man. Oh, still looking zone here.
Brooke Bettis in the corner. Back up top to Mackenzie. Mackenzie over to Cassie Craw. Down in the right-hand corner, we've got Sarah Clark with the ball. Looking inside, nothing there now. Takes a dribble.
Almost a five-second call, and Coach Achenbach called the timeout. Really, there was you kind of hate seeing a big skip pass, but there was a huge skip pass if Sarah wanted to go across. I think she was very respectful of Sheraton's quickness and didn't want to see them get the ball. It's a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it here. In between games, folks, we're looking to bring you some additional coverage. We've got some great highlights that we want to talk about, the Albia High School wrestling program and how great their season's going. We also just yesterday, the new football districts came out and the district alignment. We'll talk about that not only for Albia but the area teams involved with that. Some interesting changes going on there, so that'll be interesting to talk about. So in between games here, don't go anywhere, folks. We're still got lots of sports coverage we're bringing you. It's not just basketball. We're bringing you everything that's going on when it happens. Lady D's will check the ball in after the timeout.
Cassie Crawl brings the ball into Mackenzie Griffin. She's dribbling out top about 30 feet out, directing traffic, dribbles around the left side. Brooke Bettis there with the screen. Defense switches on her.
Coach is going to have to get another timeout. He's going to have to call a full. Just poor ball movement. We're trying to stall, and yet we need to still be aggressive. So Coach Achenbach wants to draw that up with the full timeout. We'll take one as well. Again, the score here, 41-39. The Lady D's on top of Sheraton Chargers with a minute 44 in the game. Don't go anywhere, folks, but we'll be right back after this short timeout. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinic's experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinic's difference.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. We got a great game going on here right for the first half of the doubleheader. Lady D's find themselves on top 41-39 after trailing by six at half with a minute 44 in the game. The Lady D's will take the ball after the timeout on their own baseline.
Brooke Bettis wins bounce the ball. Gets it to the corner of Mackenzie Griffin. Thought about the three. Passed up on it. Ball up top now to Sarah Clark. Sarah Clark dribbling around. Back over to Mackenzie. Mackenzie down to Katie. Katie went right around her man and put the basket up, ball up off the backboard. And nice still, drive right there by Katie Dyson.
We were talking during the break, you still got to look to attack that hoop if it's open, and Katie Dyson had an overplay by her defender and just drove right the baseline to get that little two-footer. Sharon comes up with a quick shot by Foose from the corner, misses, and Katie Dyson with the rebound. Lady D's on top, 43-39 with a minute 10 left in the game. Sarah Clark dribbles around and immediately is fouled up high by Emily Grismore. Only the fifth team foul, so Sheraton had a couple fouls to waste, and that's actually a bad thing for them. I'm sure they'd like to get us to the line so we get the ball back. They're going to be looking to go a couple more quick fouls here.
McKenzie with the ball, takes it in the backcourt, brings it up, and Grismore again with another quick foul.
That'll be her third foul. That'll be the team's sixth foul, so the next one will put the Lady D's in the bonus. And again, I would imagine another quick foul, so see if we can't get it to Griffin again, get her to the free throw line.
Ball goes to her. And Grismore with the attempt at the steal, knocks the ball loose, but ends up pushing her from behind, going for that loose ball. So McKenzie Griffin will come down and shoot the 1-1.
Good job, Emily Grismore. First trying to get the steal if she could, and almost had it. McKenzie Griffin was expecting the foul first instead of the steal, and but reacted really well and was getting pushed as she went to the ground. Kagan Bossert, a great defensive specialist, will come in for Sarah Clark. So we're looking to get an offense-to-defense exchange here. So Tegan Bossert has come in. As, again, McKenzie Griffin will go to the line shooting a 1-1.
First shot is up, and it rattles around, comes out.
Allison Showers for Sheraton gets the rebound, gets it up to Curran, who immediately brings it up. Clock is under a minute. Again, the Lady D's have a four-point lead, 43-39. Get it to the near side to Blong. Blong swings it over the top, sees wide open Grismore. Grismore looks up top, sees Curran, puts up a three. This goes two. Her foot was on the line, so just a two-point bucket brings the game 43-41. Lady D's on top. And as McKenzie Griffin brings it across the half-court line, she's immediately fouled by Maria Blong. Just the first foul on Maria Blong, but the eighth team foul. Again, Lady D's in the bonus. So with 37.5 seconds tied, we got a 43-41 ball game. McKenzie Griffin looking to get a pair of free throws here and really get the game salted away.
15 points on the night. Her first shot goes up, and it goes in. The big shot. That takes it to a three-point lead. That's her 16th point on the night.
Calmly hits that one. Let's hope she can get the second one for the Lady D's.
They settle in on the lane. The ball comes up to McKenzie. Gets set. The shot is up. Comes off the back of the rim, and Foose with the rebound.
Gets it to Kern, who immediately brings it up into the front court for the Chargers. She's looking to attack and penetrates, gets a shot at the free throw line. Shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by McKenzie Griffin once again, who's fouled by Foose right away with 27.5 seconds. Didn't we have that a second ago? Or was it 47.5?
I think it was 47.5.
I was going to say, I thought the clock, I looked up and the clock hadn't ran. That would seem odd. So, going to shoot. Well, 1-1 will Emily Griffin, Coach Hockenbach's trying to talk to his team real quickly. Before they go to line up there, but getting themselves set. Again, the Lady D's have a three-point lead. What a game this has been for both teams. Sheraton will want a timeout to talk over with their squad. It's a full timeout. Folks, we're going to take one as well, but please keep those radios tuned in because we got a great game here. Lady D's on top, 44-41 with 27.5 seconds left in the game. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader KIC Thunder Country.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back, everyone, to Albia Community High School. We've got a great game. It's been that way all night long. Albia Lady D's on top, 44-41 with 27.5 seconds. I'm Dan Stocker. With me is Todd Ratliff, bringing you this great South Central Conference action. The Lady D's looking to maintain their perfect season in conference play, 5-0 on the season, wanting to go to 6-0 in conference play, 11-3 on the season. Sheraton is trying to hang in there at 2-3 and in third place in the conference, really wanting to try to get a win to get back in the contest here.
McKenzie Griffin was fouled, so she was at the line with a 1-1. First shot goes up. You might hear the crowd in the background. It goes in, so she'll have a second shot here. 17 points on the night now for McKenzie. The Demon D's lead 45-41 as the second shot goes up and in. 46-41.
Great job, and McKenzie Griffin, 18 points on the night with 20 seconds left in the game. Chargers trying to get something going. Foose gets it, trying to find Kern on the far side. No, instead, shot goes up by Blong. Blong puts it. It goes off of Sheraton. It will be a turnover on the rebound. Emily Grismore went off her leg. She couldn't control the rebound. doing an offensive-defensive switch. The Lady Ds are. Sarah Clark comes back in for Tegan Bostic. Tegan, again, a great defender on the ball and away from it. Sarah Clark is a great shooter if we need her. So Lady Ds with a full-court press will check the ball in. Katie Dyson gets to Mackenzie Griffin.
Yeah, that's a good call by Coach Achenbach bringing in Sarah Clark. She's well over 70% in the free throw shooting. So in case the ball got their hands, looks like he'll, as we had a foul on, I think that's Sheraton. It's like 23.
Fuse, 45. That's her fifth foul for Emma Fuse. Fuse, the sophomore, came in on the night averaging 5 points. Leaves tonight with 9, so did a nice job compared to her average. Will foul out. Had to make that foul to try to see if they can try to stay in the game somehow. Again, the Lady Ds are subbing offense. The defense taking Boster coming in. 10 total fouls, so it will be 2 free throws automatic from here on out. So Mackenzie Griffin will go to the line shooting 2 with a 46-41 lead. Rattled around, no good, but she gets the bonus, so that's good with 13, just under 13 seconds in the contest. Great game for the Lady Ds against the Sheraton Chargers.
And McKenzie with the second shot. The ball is up. Goes in. McKenzie with the shot. Takes it to 47-41. Sheraton with the ball.
Kern brings it up. Tries to take a long three-pointer and does get it. But they're saying her foot was on the line. So that's a 2 again. She just stepped over the line. I thought it was, but I didn't know if the official saw it. That will be the ball game. The clock time runs out. Foul was whistled. Bone. But 47-43 will be our final here. As you can tell, the fans are going wild here. Really loving the Lady Ds being able to come out with a 47-43 victory in South Central Conference game, trailing by 6 at the half. So that's just a great job of the ladies going on a 23-13 run. It was the second half, so that's a great second half. Our good friend Jason Summers, who is not a statistician, as he would tell you, says we actually had another contest date of Blakes for Fremont. We trailed by 9.5, so we came back in that one. I know we were trailing in a couple other games. Knoxville was another one. So great job for the Lady Ds to stay perfect in conference play, which is just, I can't say enough about that, Todd. After last year, they just struggled. We lost some good seniors, but they just struggled. Had a really good group last year. They just couldn't put it together. And this year, it's just clicking for them. They're doing a phenomenal job.
You know, when you have a good inside-outside game like we saw tonight with Brooke Bettis, I think, having 14 points, most of those coming on drives or passes down low, rebounds up in the paint, and you've got Mackenzie Griffin with 19 points, most of those coming from the outside. You know, that just really helps spread the defense out and gives you those options. So when both inside and out games working like they were tonight, that's a good sign for the Ds, and they made the most of that tonight.
You know, it's a great continuation or a great start here for the Lady Ds on this doubleheader that we're bringing you tonight. The boys will take action here in just a little bit. It is senior night, so we're going to have a little presentation for the seniors, so it'll be a little bit longer break, which is great for us because Todd and I like to talk. We have no problems with that. We've got lots of action, other sports action to talk about in addition to the boys and girls basketball. We're going to talk a little wrestling here in just a little bit. We'll also talk a little bit about redistricting in football. Every 2 years, the state shuffles the kids or the teams around, and so we have a new district, some familiar faces, some different ones, and so that'll be interesting. As well as the area teams. We'll talk about the districts they're in as the other area teams that we face from conference play and different areas. So we'll bring that to you in just a little bit here. Again, the Lady Ds able to come up on top. 47-43 was our final here. 4-point victory for the Lady Ds. Remain perfect on the season at 6-0. We're going to take a short time out, get a little word in from our sponsors. Again, you're listening to Todd Ratliff. I'm Dan Stocker on KIC Thunder Country, Iowa's sports leader.